Welcome to the podcast. Tony Lodge, author, muscles, captain of the ship, and Ryan.
Oh, no. Ryan, soon to be dad. This dog is dad.
Dog
You're
dad,
adopted.
Are you just reading my Instagram bio?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it? Husband, daddy, adoptee or something? Is that what it says? Husband, dog, daddy, and adoptee.
It says
with a little love heart
it
face.
It says the second most popular host of the Tony and Ryan podcast. We're calling Katie, who is in Sydney.
Katie in Sydney.
Hello.
Katie.
Hi.
Katie,
hi.
It's Tony and Ryan. We're not selling you anything, we promise. Yeah. We just want to know if you'll approve the podcast.
Yes, of course. Ryan finally called me.
Oh. Sorry, we're a little bit late.
A bit salty on the rim there.
That
What's
is
wrong,
Tony
Katie?
Or Ryan's fault, and it's not Tony's.
Hey, this is Katie from Sydney, and I approve this podcast.
All right, coming up today, Tony and Torbs, they've been together for 8 years, doing it for 9?
Yeah, I think so. Or have we been doing it for 10 years together for 9? No, I can't remember.
Who's to say? There's no mathematicians.
Who's to show? Yeah, we're not sure.
You guys do something every night in the privacy of your own home, and you casually mentioned it the other day, and I went, I feel physically ill. I would never do that with my partner, and I reckon other people are going to hear it and go, that sounds pretty full on.
I think people will hear it and go, I wish my partner would do that for me. That's what I reckon.
We'll get to that soon. But first,
I want to fuck you up. I want to fuck you off. I want to make you angry.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry. I've read this and it's making me angry.
Okay.
So I...
You still angry about yesterday's episode about being left out of the Australian
Children's Choir? So what this began as was like a little quiz, like, are you a good customer?
Yep.
And then as I went through what I found, it's kind of actually become like a you had one job conversation.
Okay.
You know those memes online where it's like, you know, wonky street lines and people go, you had one job or like all the tiles are facing one way in a bathroom, one's the wrong way and you go, you had one job.
Yep.
When you look at those things, you can't, it's like an in jest, right?
Yeah.
But you go, well, how fucking hard is it? And also you kind of go, well, that's your job. That's your job.
Can I just point out that if other TARPers are thinking to themselves, listening to this episode going, I can hear the venom in Tony's voice today. I just want to let you know that I can also feel that.
Yep. But like, you know what I mean? You know what I mean?
I think I'm going to need some examples.
Okay,
just hit me with what you got.
So I've come a long way because remember when initially I said to you once, oh, I went to this place, I didn't know where to go and I didn't want to ask the people working there and you said, but it's their job.
Yeah.
And I'd be too scared to ask for help or ask for directions or whatever and you'd go, well, they're paid to help you. Like that's what they do.
Yeah, that's what they do.
And
if
so,
you don't ask them for help, they don't have a job.
But exactly right. And if you
don't
want
to be on the streets,
they'd probably go, why didn't you just ask?
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
So I've come a long way of being more confident and more comfortable approaching people in their places of work and just asking for help. The other week I went to the gym and I didn't know what door to go in. So instead of just not going, I went to the front and I was like, oh, don't really know where this is. And they went, oh my God, totally. It's just around to the left and the lockers are on the side.
And you go, great. How easy was that?
And instead of just not going.
A year ago, Tony would have just bought a gym membership and never stepped foot in that gym for years.
No, because I would have just been too scared to ask anybody about it. And then 2 months would have gone past and I would have gone, well, it's too fucking
late now. She's asking where the gym is and she signed up 3 months ago.
And so I've kind of overcome it. It's also way more intimidating when it's younger people than you.
Oh, I hate young people.
And so you kind of you go in there, right? And you go, fuck, I don't want this, like, young person to tell me where the gym is because they're going to go, you go to the gym. Yeah, well, I'm trying to, you know?
I'm trying to, mate, and you're not telling me where they are. Well, they wouldn't react like that.
But no, they would never. But in my mind, where everyone's an asshole. So this TikTok went viral, right?
Mm.
Remember the venom about the young people.
Okay.
This TikTok's gone viral and the headline is retail worker, 19... reveals the 12 biggest icks that customers do and that she can't stand. It is actually so annoying, is like a quote from her. I was planning on showing you the TikTok.
Yeah.
She has put her TikTok on private.
Good.
That's how bad this has gone for her. Like, she's obviously getting a lot of fucking heat off it, and she's gone, fuck, I can't deal with the comments. And that's really fucked. But, I mean, fuck, she had it coming. Listen to this. Number one, common sense isn't common. She hates it when people ask obvious questions.
No. There is no bad questions when you're in customer service. No.
Thank you.
That's your job. If people didn't come in with shit questions, you wouldn't have a job and you'd be on the streets.
And then
we're keeping you a house of roof over your house roof.
Yes, exactly right. What seems obvious to you in a shop that you work in every day,
that you were trained in and about,
is actually probably not that obvious when a fucking random punter comes in, right?
It's obvious that the gym's around to the left when you know the gym is around to the left. Yeah. But until you have asked someone, who the fuck knows where it is?
Right.
And if anyone else has been to the Richmond Leisure Centre, they'll know that the gym is not easy to find.
It's on the left, and there's another visual gym that you can see, which looks like it's the gym. But it isn't. It's like a fucking private area.
What else? And there's 12 of these points,
is there? Fucking 12. Yeah, get
settle
ready.
In, folks.
Number two.
Put the kettle on.
Don't go up to the register you're standing at.
What?
She says, if there's two registers in the store, don't walk up to the one that I'm not at.
What do you mean?
Well, if there's two fucking registers, surely you've got your eyes on both.
Yeah.
And normally you walk to the one that you're closest to. Or if you go into a retail shop, normally when they're working at the counter, they're like, they've got like a mountain of clothes that they're like retagging
folding
or whatever. So you like go to the one next to it.
Yeah.
And she's fucking gone on this rant that she hates when customers don't go to the register with a staff member on it. Obviously, there is some amount of like common sense.
Yep.
Of going like, okay, they're standing there. But like if you've caught their eye, I think that's fine.
For them to just go, oh, I can fold this in a minute. Let me just come around and scan that for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that.
Or just like, oh, I was just being patient, wasn't trying to rush what you're doing. I've got time, so I'll stand over here.
Does this lady know the amount of hard work incepting I've put into Tony to get her to ask questions?
Yeah.
And this has taken her back.
I'm going straight back into my shell.
Yeah, this is why people are scared.
Because this is all
bitches like you.
Right? These are all the things that I was afraid of that everyone went, Tony, you're being stupid. No one's thinking that. And this little bitch is telling me that they are fucking thinking about
that. What's the
next one? All right, number three. When they say they'll pay with card, then give you cash. So she goes on in the video, she said, like, our point of sale system's really slow, so if you change your mind halfway through, it, like, takes a while to cancel it. Oh, sorry. Do I look like I made the fucking point of sale fucking program that you're fucking using that's slow? That's not my fucking fault.
I didn't realise you worked on transactions commissions. I thought you got paid per hour, so who gives a fuck?
Yeah. Oh, actually, it doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
If I change my mind, then that's my prerogative.
Yep.
But also, if I change my mind and you go, oh, it's just going to take a second, I go, that's fine. That was my fault. No one's fucking standing there going, oh, well, it needs to be faster. Sorry. No one's standing there going, it needs to be faster. This just really fucked me off.
All right, what's next?
Okay. When I ask a customer if they want a bag and they say, if you've got one, I say this all the time.
That's just polite, right?
Right. Because if they go, oh, did you want a bag? And I go, yeah, I'd love one. They go, well, they're out the back. Then I go, well, don't fucking worry. You know, I don't care that much. But if like, oh, if you've got one there, yeah, that'd be great. And then she goes, if we didn't have one, I wouldn't offer.
Yeah, I can kind of see where she's coming from. But, I mean, they're just trying to be polite. That's not ruining your day. That's not giving you an ick. That's not making you make a TikTok video because, heaven forbid, someone's polite to you. Could you imagine if they did offer and they didn't have one?
Yeah.
Do you want a bag? Yeah, that'd be great. Well, I don't fucking have it.
Well, then you go, oh, okay.
I guess not.
But, like, you know, you're going to hang on to that.
Yep.
The next one is joke that it's free if it's not scanning. I do understand
I do get that.
Ask if you have samples of every product in the store. I'm guessing if you went to, like, a soap shop or something and you're like, can I have a sample of this? Well, most places do.
Yeah.
And like, if you don't have them, is that bad? Like, if I said, oh, I'd love to buy this soap, do you have a sample? Because I go, I don't really want to spend the $40 on whatever it is before trying it. And you go, no. I go, okay.
Can I, I'm hearing what you're saying.
Yeah.
Do you remember when you worked at the Coles Deli? and someone would come in and go, oh, do you mind if my kid samples the Twiggy salami?
They know what a Twiggy stick tastes like. They know what bologna tastes like. It tastes like hoof and bad dreams, okay? You know what bologna tastes like. You don't need a taste.
Maybe
it.
They, or do they already know, what's the difference between bologna and soap?
What?
Well, when you're like, people are coming in asking for samples of soap and you seem to be on their side, but when they're asking for a sample of bologna, suddenly they're asking for your fucking firstborn.
Okay, this is really going a different way than I expected.
Next one.
When no customers come for an entire hour and then they come in the last minute.
That sounds like your problem, mate.
Yeah. I'm sorry that people don't want to come into your shit shop because you shit fucking customers.
Yeah, the reason I haven't been here for the last hour because of your fucking attitude.
You won't let me try the soap beforehand, so fuck you.
Yeah, I've been looking for a bag that you don't have.
Shaking the door when you've closed up.
What?
Like, so someone's tried to open the door and she's gone, no, fuck you.
Yeah, and they just shake on the door handle.
But like,
I mean, that's a shit move.
That is a shit move, but like...
Nah, write them up.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
What I'll say from this girl's 12 points... Majority are bullshit, not all of them.
I do agree with this one. When workers greet a customer and they rudely respond, I'm just looking, that does fuck me off when people like bark back, like, I'm just browsing. No, they've said, hi, how are you? And you can respond politely. That is fair enough.
Yeah, yeah. It's a tonal thing, right? Because I'm just looking, all good. Like, that's fine, right?
Oh, I feel like, but if someone said, hi, how are you? And you went, yeah, good. Oh, like, how
are
you?
You be the shopkeeper and
hi,
I'll be.
Hi, how are you going?
Oh, good, thanks. I'm just having a look.
Nah, see, I think that's rude.
Really?
Nah, so I'd go, hi, how you going? Oh, no, you be the shopkeeper
okay.
now.
Hey, ma'am, how you going?
Yeah, good, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad. Can I help you with anything?
Nah, I'm okay. I'm just having a look, thank you.
We just did the same thing.
No, because you said, yes, I'm good, can I help you?
Okay.
So the response to how are you isn't I'm just looking. That's
fair enough. You
spend
too much time with people who work at places.
Well, I worked
We've had
in
this
retail,
conversation before.
But then this
Usually
one.
You hear Tony having a chat with the girl at the Burger King drive-thru. I'm like, Tony, mate, stop asking
I just
questions.
Love the chat.
Yeah, I know, but I don't think she did. That's
yeah,
the thing.
No, they never do. Yeah. The last one, though, is when staff go to a different shop and customers ask if they work there. How? They all look the fucking same.
Yeah, if
you're wearing a name tag
or
a lanyard,
I'm asking questions.
Sweetheart, you work there. I hope you're getting paid superannuation, okay? Because you're on the fucking books.
Well, I told you, remember that time in the supermarket with the milk? All right, so this lady who's like got a lanyard on.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
Holding
yes.
milk.
Yeah.
And I see her with the milk and I go, hey, where's the milk? And she goes, I don't work here. Oh, so I don't actually give a fuck about your employment status, bitch. I'm just after the dairy section.
I'm not the fucking ATO, sweetheart. I just need you to show me where you got that fucking milk from. And unless it was the tit from the cow outside, I'm sure that you fucking know where it was.
It looks like it came from an aisle. So if you can sling me a number, I'll head that way now. I'm not trying to add you on LinkedIn. I just want to get some milk. My wife wants a smoothie.
Yeah, I'm actually married, okay? I'm not interested.
back off, bitch. Yeah, no, fuck that girl.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Katie from Sydney, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
Shout out to a few of our champion tuppers over at our Patreon. You can check it out from the link in our show notes. There's new stuff over there all the time. We did a live stream over the weekend for the champion tuppers. We do one a month. We just snuck into the end of January. We had a big month.
Had a big month.
It was a big one. Yep. But Courtney Ditto, thank you so much. Crystal Hearn, love ya. Thank you very much. Damien Watson Jacobson and Daniel Carey. Fucking love to see it. Thank you
love
so much, guys.
Now, Tony and Torbs. Have we figured out how long you guys been together for
yet? I'm pretty sure that all of the tarpers would know more than I do.
I reckon it's doing it for nine together for eight.
We started doing it. I think I might be doing it for 10 almost and together for nine. I think that might be it.
When you told me what you and your partner Torbs do every night, it made me want to vomit.
Do you reckon it's something that like maybe people would do very early in a relationship, but like, you know, you get tired, you get to know each other really well, like maybe, you know, the romance is a little bit dead and maybe you wouldn't keep doing this far into a relationship.
I don't know if it's a romance is dead. I just think you wouldn't want it to the extent that you're doing it.
Well, I mean, once a day,
I reckon, and this sounds really bad.
The whole thing sounds bad.
I reckon what you and Torb spend an hour doing, Bridge and I could knock it out in about 15 seconds.
I really like the hour, though. It's probably one of the best hours of my day.
Every day you get home.
Mm-hmm. From work or wherever I've been.
Tell everyone what you told me.
Every day at night or in the arvo, whenever I see Torbs, we have a full day debrief. And I don't just mean like, how was your day? Yep, was good. How was yours? Oh, it was good. I grabbed that thing from the shop you wanted. Oh, sweet. Thank you.
That what you just explained there is Bridget and I wrapping up our day.
Yeah. That's not what we do.
What do you do?
Like, I'll walk in the door and be like, hey, sweetie, how you going? And Torbs will go, yeah, good. How was your day? And I'll go, oh, well, this morning when my alarm went off at 7, I was so tired, so I did snooze for a little bit extra. You probably heard me rummaging around the house. And when I left, the lights were on, so obviously someone had been out in the hallway. That's weird, isn't it? And in the lift, my fucking fob didn't work to get down to the car. And I got down into the car, right? And luckily it was full of fuel because I fueled up yesterday. You remember how I was telling you I fueled up yesterday?
Can you please stop talking?
See, Torbs would never say that to me. He'd never do me like that.
And so every single detail of the entire day is recited to Torbs.
Yep. Like every, like who served me at the shops or what, like whatever it is, or I'll be like, oh yeah, I got in. Like, oh, Ryan said this funny thing about Bridget this morning. Like I'll like share whatever. Like, whatever has happened to me, we have, like, a full-on chat about it. And then
I want to throw up.
And then, like, if I, like, go to heat up my lunch, and literally this is verbatim a conversation we had the other day, I'd be like, oh, was your lunch a little bit frozen in the middle today? And she'll go, oh, no, Mum's fine. I go, oh, well, I think that the bloody microwave at work isn't that good because it took me ages to heat up my lunch. He goes, is it just a 200 watter? And I was like, yeah, I think.
Oh, my God. I'm so bored.
What? It's not boring. It's endearing and it's lovely. It's endearing and it's lovely. Oh, sorry that you and your wife don't give a fuck about each other and you don't even care about your day.
I don't care about the wattage of her work microwave. There, I said it. Well, am I a bad husband?
I think your marriage is over. That's what I would say.
Now, I've been thinking, since you said that.
So I just said this in passing, not thinking it was like a big deal.
And I, okay, so you told me this a few days ago and I've gone through like, you know, it's like the five steps of fucking, you know, whatever. I've been through like many things here. The first thing that I felt, even just you explaining that, was like exhaustion. And maybe this is because as an introvert myself, I come in here, we have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And by the time I get home, it's like,
you're roasted. And
it's decompressed, it's quiet, it's relaxed. It's kind of, and we're still chatting to each other, but just the having to remember what happened all day is a play-by-play.
But it's not having to, like.
But that was just my first reaction of, like, who could be bothered? And who could be bothered, like, actively listening to the other? My second thought was, like, if I tell a story, I feel like if I had to debrief this hour-long monologue each night, I would feel pressure to my day of being very interesting. So then I'd be like, well, if I have to tell Bridget this big story when I get home, I got to make sure this is good. So I better like go and fucking rob a bank or do something fun or like go cuddle a dog or like, because I don't want to tell her about the wattage of a microwave. So my first was like this like anxiety, like this stage fright almost.
Sure.
And then I kept thinking about you and Torbs because you know how you... The other day when we were talking about you doing surfing lessons, you were like, Torbs is like an indoor guy. He's quite quiet. Would you say shy is accurate?
I don't think he's shy. I think he just keeps to himself. Like, I think he's just very comfortable listening to other people. Like,
I'm just going to rip the Band-Aid off here.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine Torbs giving a full-length play-by-play of his day. So I guess my question is, are you debriefing to each other or are you just going home and debriefing at him while he nods?
No, we debrief to each other.
So he does it as well.
His is generally not as in depth as mine.
Yeah.
But like he'll like give me like full details about like his day.
So how long on average would your day story be to his? And I'm getting somewhere with this about relationships. Would you say yours is longer?
I guess so, because I'm a detail, when I tell a story, I'm a detail guy. But can I just very quickly say when you said, oh, isn't there pressure for it to be interesting or like aren't you stressed about having to perform? It's not though. It's like the mundane shit and it's just like feeling like I've never thought about it as pressure. It's just like that's just what we do every day. It just like comes so easy. We're just chatting and like I'm like normally getting like undressed from work or unpacking my backpack or whatever. Yeah. So it's, you know.
And I want people in the episode thread on Facebook to let us know like – because I reckon I go, how's your day? Great. How about you? Great. And then that's it.
Yeah. I'd say maybe like 20, 30 minutes would like.
Every day.
But it's not like a fucking, it's not like don't fucking come home without a story. It's just like, oh, and then this happened and this happened. Like I wouldn't, if I got home from work and Torb said, how was your day? And I went, great. He'd be like, something's wrong.
Maybe this explains a lot when something will happen. And and this is like the cliche of all cliches. Is you go, oh, how's that thing you did on the weekend? And I go, yeah, it was fine. And you go, oh, fuck, Ryan's angry at me.
Well, yeah, because I like details though. So like I feel unsatisfied sharing a story without them or hearing a story without them. Yeah. I'm like, oh, did something happen that you don't want to tell me? Or like, I don't know. I used to do it with my mum as well.
Yeah, right. So I guess what I was getting at, and tell me if this is incorrect, because you're a chatty person and Torb's is quite quiet.
Yeah.
Do you reckon, and maybe forget about the details of what we've just discussed, does every relationship have a talker and a listener?
Definitely.
Yeah.
I reckon for sure.
Yeah.
You rarely see a couple that, like, both of them are, like, super outgoing.
Yeah. And there's, like, the slightly higher and lower on the energy and you, like, balance each other out, right? Is that a fair assumption?
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously there are exceptions to that. But most people like that if they're two high-octane people. Yeah. Say if there was two me's in a relationship, they normally have, like, a really big circle of friends.
Right.
I reckon. Or like lots of hobbies where they're, you know, away they're the loud person in that relationship instead, you know.
Because would two loud people in a relationship drive themselves crazy and would two quiet people be a bit like.
Never get anything done.
Or just a bit.
Never talk to each other.
Yeah. And it's just a bit. Like it doesn't feel romantic. It just feels a bit cold.
But it wouldn't be cold to them because they're probably like, oh, there's comfort in us being comfortable just sitting here doing nothing together.
Yeah.
But Torbs and I also have, it's not like we're chatting 24/7.
Yeah.
We also love doing nothing together.
Well, I will pull you up on that because every time there is a change in the postal situation, we're updated instantly.
Yeah. See, you think that Torbs doesn't like details.
Yeah,
right. You're like, I can't imagine Torb's giving you those details. Yeah. Fuck, have you been to Kentucky, mate? All of his packages has, let me tell you.
So I would honestly love for people to let us know. Like, I'm curious about this now.
But it's just, I just feel like it's absolutely not like, oh, my God, I've got to get home and have that conversation with Torb's.
No, but like. If it was me, I would think that.
Yeah, but I don't want you to think, like, because it's not, and I don't think he feels this way either.
I hope not.
But it's not as if he's like, fuck, Tony's going to come home and tell me about her day. Like, I just love it. It's like one of the best parts of my day because I just, and it was, you know, the other day when we talked about, you said, Tony, do you have any weight on your shoulders? And I said, I don't, because if I keep things in,
you'll
feel sick.
Yeah.
I actually can't do it. So like me, like, getting my day out of my brain is probably like a mental health.
Like a decompress? A letting go? A washing the day off?
It's like getting the day out of my head so that I can think about everything that happened, or if I go, oh, was Ryan upset with me about this thing, or did this thing piss me off, or was this a big deal at the time? Did I make it a bigger deal than it needed to be? Whatever.
Yeah.
Then like all those things kind of come out in that time. It's like quite therapeutic.
So
whereas if I just hang on to my day all day, all night, I'll think about it and I won't sleep well and I'll feel shit. And
what's going to say, if you don't do that, you'd feel shit.
Yeah.
So then do you feel better? It's almost like you've taken the bag off, you've thrown it on the ground and then you feel 10 times lighter.
Yes. Yeah. And it's like I get to work through the day in my mind as well. And normally then I think about little things I had to remember. Like if I go, oh my God, and then this thing happened at work and this blah didn't, oh, that's right, I've got to get a new HDMI cable because that one broke at work. Like, yeah. So all those little things, like it is like a good way of like running through the day and going, this is the things I have to remember for tomorrow. Like that's.
Yeah.
I know that you don't agree, and that's fine.
It's not about agreeing. It's just about understanding that.
It's also the same thing, though, when you go, oh, how did that thing go? And I go, oh, so blah, 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 X, Y, Z happened. You're like, oh, you don't have to explain yourself to me. I'm like, no, that's how I communicate.
Yeah.
When that is now, I'm learning your worst nightmare. So no, I won't do that to you anymore. So when you say, how did that go, I'll just go, good.
Okay, great. What are you on for lunch?
See, I'm fucked off by that. And it wasn't even real conversation. I'm fucked off by you going, how was that? And I go, good. And you go, great, let's do something else. I'm just like, feel so unfulfilled by that. It was a simulation.
Well, a simulation's good practice for real life. So let me just take some life notes.
Write that down.
Just ask questions, follow up, and that is good right there. Sweet. All right, let us know in the episode thread. I don't want to feel attacked. It was just different.
I get it, but I don't want anyone to think that it's like a chore because absolutely not. It's like fun. I do it with Pippa as well. Like if Torbs and Pippa get back from a walk.
No, has Pippa consented to this?
If Pippa and Torbs come back from a walk and I've like gotten up early to work or whatever, I'll be like, oh, you guys went on a walk this morning. Oh, did you meet any cute doggies? And Torbs will tell me about all the dogs that they see and all of their names and all of their owners.
I need to lie down.
It's like I just really enjoy it. We love chatting to each other. It works. Like
10 years. Don't do it for 10 years if it's not working.
Exactly. How long have you and Bridget been together?
Less than that.
Exactly right.
Less than that. I've got a You Love to See It.
Yep.
And this person has said, this is my You Love to See It. Geordie's their name. They're a tarpa.
Oh, hi, Geordie.
But my You Love to See It is sneakily buried within their You Love to See It.
Okay.
Let me explain.
You Love to See Itception.
Yes, this is what Geordie said. Bit of a long walk for a short drink of water, but here it goes. I'm Belgium, and when I was living in London, I met my beautiful partner, Becky, who is Australian.
Did you just say I'm Belgium? Is that what you said?
Belgian. Yeah, but nice. I think I may have said, no, that's who they are.
They Hello, are Belgium. I'm Belgium.
Due to COVID, and it's pretty expensive, we only managed to go to Australia for the first time in December to meet her family and friends of the holidays. Mm-hmm. It was amazing to see Melbourne in real life and finally have an idea of all the places in Melbourne you're constantly referring to in the show.
That's cool.
However, the best thing was when Becky's parents were organising a Christmas party for their neighbours, it turns out their next door neighbour is a massive tarpa.
Really?
We bonded over the love of the podcast.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. So that's Geordie's You Love to See It. And I do love to see that.
That's so funny.
But
did they even realise that?
Well,
that's
just so coming
funny.
Up in conversation. Yeah. And this and there it goes. And then, but my love to see it is just Geordie's use of the term bit of a long walk for a short drink of water.
Yep. It's amazing.
You've been incepted with a Tony saying. And when I saw that, I'm like, I know he knows, but like, I love that that's in your lexicon.
Thank
and
you.
Vernacular.
Yeah,
so you fucking that, love
I
to
love
see
to
that.
See that too. That's
yep,
awesome.
It's fucking sick.
I also have a You Love to See It from a tarpa. Over the last week, a video of ours is going to be viral about my washing machine tune.
Yeah.
That goes for 45 seconds.
Yep.
And so many people were like, my one does the same thing. Rhiannon commented on our video and said, my dog has associated that song with going outside to kick the footy as we hang the washing up. So now, whenever my washing machine finishes its cycle, it plays that same song that mine plays.
Yeah.
He's standing at the back door with a mini footy in his mouth
ready to go.
That's true so Pavlov's dog.
Is her name Pavlov?
Rhiannon's dog, but you know.
Rhiannon Pavlov. Thank you so much.
Isn't that so sweet? So the fucking washing machine starts singing, the dog goes, that means we get to go outside. Yeah.
Is there any like cues that Pippa has picked up? For instance, BJ knows my runners. So if I put my white shoes on, he's like, whatever. But I've put the black runners on, he's like, righto, here we go.
There's a box on one of our shelves that has like her treats and like medicine and stuff in it.
Yeah.
So if we walk over there, she sits down straight away.
She knows it's doctor time.
And if we get her...
Dr. Pippa.
And if we grab her lead, she fucking skitzes out. She's so excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, how good's that?
Yeah, it's the best feeling because I'm like, oh, you know, like you're learning, like you know. And it's a beautiful moment.
I think I have a nerdy You Love to See It.
Yeah.
Because you know how you like the actual Pavlov's dog?
Yeah.
a theoretical concept in real life is kind of my fucking nerd love language.
Oh, yeah. That it gets really you gets going, me going. Right? Yeah, because you go, oh, my God, that actually works.
Yeah, or yeah. just seeing fictitious theory in real life is like, oh.
But it's, I think it's like, yeah, oh, you're it's fascinating. Learning. You've yeah. taken this in without me teaching it to you is like crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm on board with that. You love to say it
What's
as well.
The office Pavlov dog?
Every time Jim turns his computer on, it goes doo-doo-doo and he offers Dwight a mint.
Yeah. Yeah. How yeah. good's that?
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen that episode, but I've seen that on
the
TikTok.
The cold open. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah, yeah it's yeah. so good. All right. Thanks for listening and we will be back tomorrow.
Can't wait.
Don't forget to click the follow button on Spotify. Mm-hmm. Makes us easier to find and it's good for us, so we really appreciate that, and we'll chat to you tomorrow.
Love you, bye.